愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们读记上。
Not long ago, we were reading 1 Samuel.
最近在读撒母耳记下。
And now we are reading the book of 2 Samuel.
在撒母耳记上跟记下都有提到约柜。
In 1 and 2 Samuel, it both talks about the ark.
我们现在看撒母耳记下。
Now let us look at 2 Samuel.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
撒母耳记下的第六章
2 Samuel chapter 6
第一节跟第二节请读
Verse 1 and 2 Again David gathered all the choice men of Israel 30,000 2. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the ark of God whose name is called by the name the Lord of hosts who dwells between the cherubim
这个地方说大卫挑选三万人要把神的约柜运来。
Here it says that David gathered 30,000 men to bring the ark of God.
我们在上一次有查考在撒母耳记上神的约柜被掳了。
Last time we studied in 1 Samuel, the ark was taken away.
因为扫罗的两个儿子跟着约柜出战。
It was taken captive because Saul's sons went to war with the ark.
那个以利啊，以利两个儿子。
Eli's son.
那这个两个儿子是犯奸淫。
And these two sons committed adultery.
所以出战以后这个约柜就被掳的。
So after they went to battle, the ark was taken into captivity.
那以利一家三个人在同一天战死。
And on the same day, Eli and his two sons all died.
那约柜被掳以后
，And after the ark was taken captive,
他们把他带到腓力士地去，结果大家都遭灾殃。
It was taken into the land of the Philistines, and they all had calamities.
所以到最后不得已又把他送回来。
And so then they had to send it back.
那送回到以色列百姓的地方，他们就蒙福。
And when it was sent back to the Israelites, they were blessed.
那到底这个约柜代表什么？
And what exactly does the ark represent?
所以在第六章啊，撒母耳记下第六章的第二节。
In 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 2.
这里说约柜就是坐在两个基路伯之上万军的神。留名的柜
says whose name is called by the name the Lord of hosts who dwells between the cherubim.
所以这个约柜就是万军之神留名的地方，也就是神同在的地方。
So the ark is where the Lord of hosts' name dwells, and it is where the Lord Himself dwells in.
在旧约时代，神住在众人所不能靠近的光里面，神也住在他的殿里面。
In the Old Testament, the Lord dwells in the unapproachable light, which is the temple.
那这个殿就是借着至圣所约柜在那里，神下降与人同在。
And this temple is where the Lord descended upon.
我们看出埃及记二十五章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记的二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
二十一节
Verse 21. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you.
好，二十二节
Verse 22. And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel.
这里说我要在那里与你相会。
Here it says, and there I will meet with you.
在约柜所在的地方要跟人相会。
Where the ark is, the Lord will meet with them.
那里有施恩的宝座。
There is the mercy seat.
那要从法柜施恩的座那两个基路中间和你说我要吩咐传给以色列的事情。
And I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony.
所以约柜代表神的同在。
So the ark represents the abidance of God.
人跟神相会的地方。
It represents where the Lord and his people meet.
也是神颁布命令的地方。
And it is where the Lord gives his commandments.
所以他们当时以色列百姓在行走旷野的时候都要把约柜抬在前面。
So at the time when the Israelites were in the wilderness, they had to take the ark with them everywhere.
那安营的时候会幕要在中间。
And when they were encamped, the ark needed to be in the center.
因为这个会幕里面有约柜，有神的同在，神要在所有的营当中。
Because in the tabernacle is where the ark dwells and where the Lord abides with them.
所以约柜对他们来讲是非常的重要。
And so the ark is very important to them.
以色列百姓借着约柜可以跨过约旦河。
And the Israelites through the ark were able to cross over the Jordan River.
所以约旦河跨过约旦河之前吩咐他们要自洁三天。
Before they crossed over the Jordan River, they needed to cleanse themselves for 3 days.
然后要让约柜走在前面。
And then the ark needed to go in the front.
他们要走在后面。
And they needed to walk behind the ark.
我们来看约书亚记。
Let's turn to Joshua.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第四节。
Verse 4. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before.
这说离2000咒差不多3000尺。
Here it says that they needed a distance of 2,000 cubits, which is 3,000 meters.
为什么要这样？
Why?
让你知道所应该走的路。
So that you may know which way to go.
所以约柜在前面就是神在带领让他们知道到底神要他们走哪个方向。
For the ark to be ahead of them is for the Lord to guide them to know which direction they should go.
那为什么需要神带领？
And why do they need the direction of God?
因为这一条路你们向来没有走过。
Because you have not passed this way before.
所以我们每一天的路都是新的。
And so every day, the path we take is new.
我们前面的路没有一个人走过的。
And the path that is ahead of us, no one has walked before.
那我们要怎么知道我们要怎么走呢？
And how do we know how do we go?
要让神走在我们前面。
We need to let God go before us.
我们跟着走。
And we need to follow him.
这个叫做与神同行。
And this is called walking with God.
那这样就可以走到迦南地。
And in this way, we will be able to walk into the land of Canaan.
约旦河就可以跨过去。
And then we will be able to cross over the Jordan River.
所以我们的信仰要进到那牛奶与蜜之地不是没有困难。
And so in order for our journey of faith to enter into the land of Canaan, it's not that we won't encounter any difficulties.
但是如果神走在前面。
But if God walks before us.
我们与神同行。
And if we walk with God.
我们就可以进到那个牛奶与蜜那一块地。
And we will be able to enter into the land flowing with milk and honey.
活在神的丰盛里面。
And we will be able to dwell in the abundance of God.
那跨过约旦河之后。
And after they crossed the Jordan River.
第一个战争就是耶利哥城。
The first battle was the battle against the city of Jericho.
在约书亚记第六章。
In Joshua chapter 6.
这个耶利哥城就是最低比海拔还低的城。
And the city of Jericho was below
Sea level. 然后撑高马大，撑这样高大。
And the walls were very tall and great.
这个要怎么攻？
And then how shall they defeat the city?
耶利哥就代表罪恶之城。
And the city of Jericho represents the city of sin.
这个城没有攻破，他们没有办法得到迦南地。
If they are not able to conquer this city, then they will not be able to enter into the land of Canaan.
我说我们每个人的里面都有罪性。
So all of us have a sinful nature.
好像耶利哥一样。
Like the city of Jericho.
这个罪性没有打败神的国没有办法在我们内心实现。
If we do not defeat this city of Jericho, then the kingdom of God cannot be manifested or built inside our hearts.
但是要把罪性拔出来，除了立志之外还不够的。
But to pluck out this sin, determination is not enough.
所以他们就抬着约柜。
So they carried the ark.
照神的指示。
And according to God's commandment,
绕了七天。
They encircled the city 7 days.
最后一天绕七圈。
And on the last day, they encircled the city 7 times.
然后大声呼喊，耶利哥就倒了。
And then they shouted loudly, and then the walls fell.
为什么倒？
Why did it fall?
因为他们抬着约柜。
Because they carried the ark.
神跟他同在，耶利哥就倒了。
God abided with them, and then the city walls collapsed.
所以我们要对付我们里面那个罪，只有把神抬出来，那个罪才会倒。
So the only way to defeat the sin inside our hearts is to carry the ark of God.
神的国才会实现。
And only then will the kingdom of God be manifested.
所以约柜确实带给以色列百姓很多的帮助。
So the Ark of God indeed helped the Israelites.
但是在撒母耳记下里面呢，我们就看到，他们要把约柜接回来，发生了一件意外。
In 2 Samuel chapter 6, we see that when they wanted to bring the Ark back, they had an accident.
好，我们回来呀，撒母耳记下第六章。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6, and when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled.
这个地方啊，说一个人叫做乌撒。
Here says a man named Uzzah.
那这个乌撒是谁？
And who is Uzzah?
如果我们读第三节。
If we look at verse 3.Verse 3, so they set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab.Which was on the hill, and Uzzah and Ahio, the son of Abinadab, drove the new cart.
这里说亚比拿达的两个儿子，一个叫做乌撒，一个叫做亚西约。
Here says Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab.
那这出于好意啊！那约柜在车子上，他就要来看顾这个约柜。
And out of good intention, while the ark was on the cart, they needed to look after the ark.
第六节到了何尝前失牛体。
And in verse 6, the oxen's, at Nacon's threshing floor.
那前失牛体这个马车就快翻倒了，约柜就快倒在地上了。
The oxen stumbled, so the ark was about to fall.
那乌撒就伸手来扶住神的约柜。
And Uzzah put out his hand and took hold of the ark of God.
我们看第七节，请读。
Verse 7. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God.
结果万万想不到他一扶约柜神就发怒。
And to their surprise, when he took hold of the ark, the anger of the Lord was aroused.
下面说，因这个错误就杀他。
And for his error, he died.
他就死在约柜旁边。
And he died by the ark of God.
所以这个神的事情也可以是很大的福气，但是神的事情也可以变成很大的灾祸。
So the matters of God can be a great blessing, but it can also be a great disaster.
大祭司亚伦有两个儿子。
The high priest Aaron had 2 sons.
他也是祭司啊，这个应该是非常尊贵的。
And they were both also priests, which is a very honorable status.
但是献了燔火，两个儿子都被火烧掉。
But when they did not offer correctly, they were both burnt. They both died.
所以这个神的事情有时候是结果非常的严厉。
And so the consequence of the matter of God may be very serious.
但是我们也看到像以利亚服侍神。
But we also see the servitude of Elijah.
服侍到最后，神直接把他升天了，不经过死亡。
And at the end of his servitude, the Lord brought him up, and he did not have to go through death.
那以诺与神同行。
And Enoch walked with God.
这也是算一种服侍啊。
And this was also a form of servitude.
到最后也不经过死，直接升天了。
And in the end of his life, he did not have to encounter death. He also was brought up to heaven.
所以这个神的事情可以大好，也可以大坏。
And so the matters of God may be very great, but it can also be a very detrimental.
那我们人要来侍奉神，就需要有属灵的装备，才能够得福。
And so in order to serve God, we must be equipped spiritually in order to be blessed.
没有经过装备的侍奉，有时候是 相当危险。
A servitude without being equipped is very dangerous.
好，那这个乌撒哈，他会被击杀而死，有两个原因。
And Uzzah was struck and died for two reasons.
第一个原因就是因为他伸手来扶约柜。
The first reason was that he put out his hand to take hold of the ark.
圣经里面告诉我们，这个约柜啊，当然是不可以摸了，因为它是圣的。
And the Bible tells us that we cannot touch the ark because it is holy.
也不可以看。
And it cannot be seen.
好，我们上一次有查考在撒母耳记上啊，有的人看了约柜，死了几十个人。
And last time we studied in 1 Samuel, a few people, looked at the ark and they died.
因为神是非常的圣洁。
Because God is very holy.
所以不可以看，也不可以摸约柜。
So you cannot see or touch the ark.
那如果能够遵守神的诫命。
If you can keep the commandments of God,
那这样来侍奉神，当然这是一种恩典。
And to serve Him, this is a grace and a blessing.
所以这个告诉我们什么？
So what does this teach us?
这个告诉我们，我们在关心神的事情，要用神喜悦的方法。
This tells us that when we are caring about the matters of God, it needs to be in a way that is pleasing to Him.
关心神的事情，这很好。
Caring about the matters of God is a very good thing.
但是要用神喜悦的方法。
But we need to do in a way that's pleasing to God.
那这样我们就可以蒙福。
And then we will be blessed.
比方说，保罗在归主以前。
For example, before Paul returned to the Lord.
他真的不爱神吗？当然他很爱神。
Did he not love the Lord? He definitely loved the Lord.
他为什么逼迫基督徒？
And why did he persecute the Christians?
圣经里面讲哦，把主耶稣钉在十字架上，是因为嫉妒，文士法利赛人的嫉妒。
And the Bible says that Jesus was crucified because the Pharisees were jealous of him.
但是保罗逼迫基督徒，腓立比书说出于热心。
But Paul persecuted Jesus in Philippians. It says that it was out of zeal.
所以他动机是好的。
So his motivation was good.
但是后来他说我是罪人的头。
But later on he said that he is the chief of sinners.
为什么？
Why?
因为他没有真知识。
Because he did not have true knowledge.
他只知道律法的义。
He only knew the justice of the law.
律法的义 righteous.
The righteousness of the law.
他不知道神的义。
He did not know the righteousness of God.
神的义是借着信耶稣而得到的。
And the righteousness of God is through believing in the Lord Jesus.
所以后来信主以后，他才知道说他是罪人，而且他是罪人的头。
So only after believing in Jesus did he know that he was a sinner and the chief of sinners.
那神在他身上有诸般的怜悯忍耐。
And the Lord had great mercy and patience with him.
这个例子就告诉我们保罗后来认识神以后，他才知道哇，过去对神的爱其实变成一种罪。
And this example teaches us that his love towards the Lord, but prior to his believing, was actually sinning.
那他信主以后，他真的很爱神。
And after he believed in Jesus Christ, he really loved the Lord.
所以他问你要我做什么
？So he asked, "What do you want me to do for you?"
是你，他要清楚神要我做什么，他才敢做。
He said, "You," and he said he really needed to know what the Lord wanted him to do.
因此，在他最后的对人生的结论，他很有把握，公义的冠冕为我存留。
So at the conclusion of his life, he was very confident that the crown of righteousness was laid up for him.
因为他认识神以后，他的侍奉是蒙神悦纳的。
Because after he believed in Jesus, his servitude was pleasing to the Lord.
所以乌撒摸了约柜。
So Uzzah touched the ark of God.
他是想要扶住他。
And he wanted to hold it.
但是这样反而被神击杀。
But instead he was struck.
这是最直接的一个原因。
And this is the most basic reason.
那第二个原因呢？
Most direct reason.
如果我们再回来看第六章。
We turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
撒母耳记下的第六章。
2 Samuel chapter 6.
第三节镜头。
Verse 3. So they set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart.
这个地方说他们把啊约柜抬出来，然后放在新车上。
Here it says they brought the ark and put it on a new cart.
哦，就是放在车上哈，然后用牛来拖了。
So it was put on a cart, and then the oxen would drag it.
那这个放在车上用牛来拖，才会出现说牛失了前蹄，约柜快要倒下去。
And it's because they put it on the new cart and the oxen was guiding it, so that the oxen stumbled and the ark almost fell.
那原来约柜神的诫命是不可以放在车上，是要用人来抬的。
And according to God's commandment, the ark of God should not be put on a cart, but it has to be carried by men.
那约柜什么时候开始放在车上
？Then when was the ark put first put on a cart？
好，我们看撒母耳记上的第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 5。
好，撒母耳记上的第五章。
1 Samuel chapter
5。好，我们看第二节经。
Verse 2. When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon.
这里说啊，非利士人将神的约柜抬进大衮庙，这个时候还是用抬的。
Here it says the Philistines took the ark of God, and at this time they were still carrying it.
那在第三章啊，第四章他们抬约柜啊出去打仗。
And in chapter 4 they carried the ark to battle.
那什么时候开始用车子来载？
So when did they first use a cart to carry the ark of God?
好，我们看第八节。
Let's look at
第五章第八节。
Chapter 5, verse 8. Verse 8. Therefore they sent and gathered to themselves all the lords of the Philistines and said, What shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel? And they answered, Let the ark of the God of Israel be carried away to Gath. So they carried the ark of God of Israel away.
好，这个地方他们就问了，那我们对约柜怎么办？
So here it says, what shall we do? They ask, what shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel?
他在讲将神的约柜运到那里去。
And they answer that the ark of the God of Israel be carried away.
OK, 我们看第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6.
第六章第二节。
Verse 2. Verse 2, and the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, what shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us how we shall send it to its place.
第三节。
Verse 3, so they said, If you send away the ark of the God of Israel, do not send it empty, but by all means return it to him with a trespass offering, then you will be healed, and it will be known to you why his hand is not removed from you.
然后再看第七节。
Verse 7, now therefore make a new cart, take two milk cows which have never been yoked, and hitch the cows to the cart, and take their calves home and away from them.
这个第六章他们就问了非利士人的祭司跟占卜来问他们要怎么办。
And in chapter 6, they asked the Philistines, priests and diviners what they should do with the ark.
他就照这个指示，就造一辆新车，然后用两只未曾负轭的母牛，这样把它拖回去。
And according to their instructions, they made a new cart and took two milk cows to...
所以神指示很清楚要用抬的，到最后用载的，是因为在非利士人的地里面，他们去求问他们的这些占卜祭司给他们的建议。
So the Lord clearly instructed that they needed to carry the ark of God, but the reason why they put the ark on the cart was because they asked the Philistines priests and the diviners.
好，那这个今天告诉我们什么
？So what does this tell us today?
我们在关心神的事情一定要从圣经入门来研究。
When we care about the matters of God, we must first dive into the biblical truth.
从圣经里面找得到根据的这个我们就可以放心来用。
And from what we see that the Bible has proof of, then we can be assured.
但是如果从圣经找不到根据的会影响教会方向的也改变我们传统的侍奉的，这个都要很小心。
But if we cannot find evidence or proof from the Bible, then we must be very careful to use it.
因为有时候从外来的我们所学习的一些方法或者一些原则很可能是跟神要我们做的是不太一样。
Because outer methods or principles that we have may be different from what God wants us to have to serve Him.
科技是新的好。
Technology is good.
但是我们在侍奉神要寻找我们的古路了。
But when we serve God, we need to find the
古道就是我们 过去我们过去的人使徒教会他们怎么做。
We need to see how the apostles served the Lord.
那从那个地方来找出我们的方向。
And from there, we need to, we will be able to find our direction.
那这样我们就能够很放心的来做。
And then we will be able to, be rest assured to serve the Lord.
所以我们在教会里面不要对新的学说、新的做法，一下就好像非常的兴奋激动。
So in church, we should not be quick to accept or be excited of new ideas or ways.
比方说我们在做宣道工作。
For example, when in evangelism,
你如果办很多的活动，
if you have many events,
你到最后发现很难叫人信主。
You may find that in the end, it's very difficult to have people believe in the Lord.
活动很多，好像很忙。
And when there are many events, it seems very busy.
好像很多朋友来参加，好像很热闹。
Seems like many friends are coming and there's a lot of people.
到最后要收割连一个人都收割不到。
But at the time when you need to reap, you cannot reap any.
那古道是什么？
And what is the old path?
如果我们回到《使徒行传》来看。
If we look back in Acts.
第一个就是真理的造就。
First, it is edification from the truth.
要让整个教会回归以真理为中心这样来生活。
To have the whole church return to the truth and to live out the truth.
第二个要祷告。
And secondly is to pray.
祷告到整个教会被圣灵充满。
To pray until the whole church is filled with the Holy Spirit.
第三个要团契。
And third is to fellowship.
用主的爱在神的话里面来让教会变成一个爱的家庭。
Use the love of God and His Word to make this a loving family.
这个三件事情如果做得非常非常好。
And if we are very good at achieving these three,
又发现慕道者自己会来,
then we will see that truth seekers will come in by themselves.
很容易就停下来,
and they will easily stop by.
这个叫做古道。
And this is the old way or the old path.
所以约柜被用债的，这个是在腓力士人的地方他们想出来的。
And so the ark being put on the cart it was thought of by the Philistines.
好，那我们现在看原来神怎么指示。
Now let us look at how God originally instructed them.
出埃及记二十五章。
Turn to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
十四节。
Verse 14. Verse 14. You shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, that the ark may be carried by them.
这里特别讲要做一个可以穿这个杠，然后可以抬约柜的地方。
Here it says that you need to put rings so that you can put the poles into it.
好，民数记讲得更清楚。我们看民数记第四章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 4.
好，民数记的第四章。
Numbers chapter 4.
好，第四章的第二节到第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 2 to 4. Verse 2. Take a census of the sons of Kohath from among the children of Levi, by their families, by their father's house. 3. From 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, all who enter the service to do their work in the tabernacle of meeting. 4. This is the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of meeting, relating to the most holy things.
这个地方讲30岁一直到50岁立位人中。
Here it says the Levites from 30 years old even to 50 years old.
特别是各下的子孙。
Especially those, the descendants of Kohath.
他们要做什么？
What do they need to do?
就是在圣所办事情，要抬约柜。
They need to do the most holy things, that is to carry the ark.
好，那如果我们看 15章。
If we look at chapter 15.
民数记15章。
Numbers chapter 15.
七到九节。
Verses 7 to 9. Verse 7. And as a drink offering, you shall offer.
等一下。好，对不起。Okay, 我回来看哈，民数记四章的十五节。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 4, verse 15. And when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishings of the sanctuary, when the camp is set to go, then the sons of Kohath shall come to carry them. But they shall not touch any holy thing lest they die. These are the things in the tabernacle of meeting which the sons of Kohath are to carry.
这里讲很清楚，只要抬，然后特别讲不可以摸，免得你们死。
Here it says very clearly, you shall come to carry them, and they shall not touch anything.
好，那到第七章，我们看也讲得很清楚。
And then it says very clearly in chapter 7,
第九节
verse 9.Verse 9, but to the sons of Kohath he gave none, because theirs was the service of the holy things, which they carried on their shoulders.
这里讲哦，车跟牛啊，都没有交给歌侠的子孙。
And verse 7, it says, that...
第九节，七章九节。
Chapter 7, verse 9, it says that the carts were not given to the sons of Gershon.
因为他们办圣所的事是肩头上抬的。
But the sons of Kohath, the service of the holy things, which they carried on their shoulders.
所以在这就很清楚啊，车跟牛特别不可以给他，他就是要抬。
And so it says very clearly that carts and oxen cannot be given to them.
那用车跟牛是很方便的。
And using a cart and an oxen is very convenient.
那这个是神的同在，神的事情要用人来抬。
And this is the matter of God, and people must carry it.
那既然要抬，就有压力啊。因为有重量。
And since they have to carry it, they may have some stress.
那用车子来载就没有压力了，没有重量。
But if they put it on the cart, then they do not have to carry or.
所以如果我们再想深一点哦，这个教会的事情哦，真的是会有压力。
Or it's not heavy, but and if we think more deeply, the matters of God may be very stressful sometimes.
所以保罗说，除了外面的苦难，还有里面为众教会挂心，天天压在我身上，是有压力的。
And so Paul says that there isn't just outward stress, but also inward things that make him stressed out.
那压力从哪里来？
And where does stress come from?
从责任感来的。
It comes from the sense of responsibility.
所以如果我们真的要把教会的事情办好，真的是会有压力。
And if we really want to do a good job for the church, then we will definitely feel stressed.
当然，只要把它办完哦，压力就不这么大。反正办完可以交代嘛。
But after we complete it, then we will no longer feel so stressed.
但是要把它办好，这个就有压力。
But in order to do a good job, we will feel stressful.
那压力我们就会去祷告，求神帮助。
And when we have this anxiety, we will ask God to help us and pray to Him.
Oh no.神会就与我们同工了。
And then the Lord will work with us.
所以很多教会的事情啊，不是说钱就前去就可以办，前去就可以办。
And so many church matters cannot just be completed with money.
其实有时候人需要本身去投入去做。
And sometimes humans need to devote themselves into it.
这代表我们对神的关心跟爱。
And this represents our love and care for God.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第一章第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第六节，请读。
Verse 6. Verse 6. Now if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation.
第八节。
Verse 8. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even our life.
这里保罗在讲他力压太重啊，不能力不能胜。
Here it says that he was afflicted.
第八节。
Verse 8 says that his trouble was beyond measure.
甚至连活命的指望都没有，没有比这个约柜抬的那个重量跟这个就感觉得到了。
And the carrying of the ark is like being despaired even of life.
好，然后第九节哈。
In verse 9.
啊，自己也断定是必死的。
And we have the sentence of death in ourselves.
那这个压力太大了。
Because this burden was so great.
那这个压力到底带给他什么？
And what did this burden bring him?
到最后给他一个体验。
The end it gave him an experience.
好，我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12. Verse 12, for our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world is simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly toward you.
到最后他发现，我们包括我们做圣工，不靠人的聪明，只在乎神的恩典。
And in the end, he realized that our servitude is not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God.
就是这个压力要靠神的恩典啊。
And this burden needs to be relied on.
神的帮助，我们就可以把神托付的做好了。
By the grace of God and with the help of God, we can complete His work.
所以靠着神的帮助，这个压力就可以解消。
And so through the help of God, we can lower this burden.
那我们就可以把约柜抬过，跨过约旦河，然后把耶利哥打败。
And we will be able to carry the ark and cross over the Jordan River and conquer the city of Jericho.
得到迦南地。
And receive the land of Canaan. Let's sing hymn.
522首。
520.
祷告。
Let us now pray together.
求主继续带领我们的圣工。
And ask God to continue guiding our holy work.
我们九月下旬联恩会布道会。
In the end of September, we will have our ESSC.
还有四个月。
There is still four more months.
我们大家一起来努力，再预备下一次的联恩布道会。
Let us all work hard and strive to prepare ourselves for the next spiritual convocation. Let us pray together.